Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jaster. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jaster. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Brock steals second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans fires to third and has Brock trapped. There's the throw to Kessinger who tags Brock for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans bunts towards the mound. Jaster fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Maxville moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxville scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 0 in the game. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaster hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 2, Cubs, 2. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jaster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-1 in the game. Hans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tolan. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Hickman scores. Hans moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ron Willis now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. One out. Roger Maris pinch hits for Ron Willis. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Edwards for a passed ball. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks bunts towards the mound. Granger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Granger. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. Santo scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips is walked intentionally. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolan for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Granger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.